B-Pod Studios.
3, 2. It's going to be a bit of a expo. Oh, okay, the recorder almost messed up. It's going to be a bit of an expedited rap party because we have limited studio time.
And let's be honest, it's Friday.
Yeah, we want to get the hell out of here.
We are going to someone's house this Sunday night to do the Ouija board. She called this morning.
Because if we're going to piss Jesus off, let's really do it.
On a Sunday.
Is anybody really scared about the Ouija board, or is that just...
I'm a little afraid.
If you didn't hear Anonymous's story, she came on with a voice disguise this morning, and she said that she has a house that was passed down through generations. It's a free house she was basically given from her great-great-grandfather, and her great-great-grandmammy passed away in the house giving birth, and the room that she died in is the room that we're setting up the Ouija board in. And she's so adamant about the room being haunted, she's not even going to go in with us with the Ouija board.
I so want to believe in the power of the Ouija, but I also understand that I bought it at Walmart, so...
Yeah, I know. That's how I feel.
You know, like, I want it to be like a portal to hell or some stuff.
Here's the thing. My cousin, who is a retired New York State trooper, very, very, like, scientific, like, always felt like there was a scientific explanation for every single thing that happened. He stayed in a home in Sumter, New York, or Somers, New York, and the house was haunted, but he stayed there because the state owned the house. It was like an old historical home that was like a museum, and they liked state troopers staying in the house to protect it, you know, so he got to stay there for free while he was building his new house, and even he said, like, basic stuff would happen. He would leave the house, turn off lights, he'd be home, the lights would be on. He would close doors upstairs, and he would come home, and the doors would be open. He got a brand new bed that he was supposed to put in the new house, and it came early. They put the old bed in the basement of the house, and the new bed was shaking, and, like, to the point where they broke down the new bed and put the old bed back up.
Yeah, I just don't know why you would stay through that. Like, yeah, I get it, it's free, but, like, nothing at ever some point.
But, like, nothing ever happened to any of them. It's not like they were getting slashed or...
No, you just wait around for that to happen?
Well, she kind of said...
I've seen Poltergeist.
The person that we talked to this morning whose house we're going to, she said that, like, her and her husband made it clear to their kids that it's just Meemaw's house. You know, that's Meemaw's room, and sometimes she doesn't want us in there. But
what
I'm with Roy.
Let me ask you something. Like, what if this isn't Meemaw?
Lauren.
What do you think it would be?
I don't know. Like, maybe it's a demon or,
Papaw?
Like, some other kind of spirit or, yeah, pissed off Papaw that y'all are, like, in his house.
You're scared. And it's okay.
I'm a little scared.
And it's okay. It's okay to be scared. I don't think anything's going to happen. We've gone out with CAPS before, the Charlotte Area Paranormal Society. We've done haunted houses. We've done walkthroughs. And the only difference between this and, like, our haunted house tour, at least going into, like, what's the one that we liked so much? Not Spooky Woods. Reaper's Realm. We love the Reaper's Realm up in China Grove. You know you're going in there to get scared. You know stuff is going to happen.
Right.
The weird thing is I don't expect anything to happen in this woman's house.
And
but
what if it does,
that'll be creepier than, like, anything I've probably ever experienced.
Yeah. I agree.
You know?
I hope something happens.
But there also might be a scientific explanation. She said the lamp goes on and off. The curtains blow. The curtains probably blow when the air comes on. The lamp probably has a short in it.
Well, it's an old house, too. I'm sure the wiring's not fantastic.
Exactly. And believe me, it's not close to Charlotte. We're all driving out a little ways, so...
So that's why I really want a demon to come out. Because if I have to stay up...
No, we don't want a demon, but...
I do. That could be a blast.
Especially if this demon can help curb some of my appetite. That'd be awesome. Anyway, we're doing that Sunday night, so we'll have a recap for you on Monday, but we're going to play the audio back. We'll have to go through all the audio and video and get that for you next week. Freak Week does start Monday at 7:50. One of us is going to find out our fate as we put our hands blindfolded. We're going to put our hands into the worst mystery box we've ever done. That includes human eyeballs, rat poop, and other gross items. I take that back. They're not human eyeballs. I'm being told they're just eyeballs. But they're eyeballs from a living something.
What does that mean?
We'll leave it at that. Apparently, this company that we bought the eyeballs from doesn't want us to be too specific where we got the eyeballs from.
Oh, that doesn't sound shady at all.
So we're going to do that. But let's talk more about the big thing that came out on the air today. Nicole's regression story. Yes, Nicole, we have questions for you. You went under hypnosis with a regression specialist. How long were you under for when you found out about your two previous lives?
Start to finish through both of them took a little under 2 hours.
Do you think you have more than just two?
I don't know. I don't think so. Like, I think that I would have, if he felt that I did, I feel like he would have pulled me into it again, you know? Because he's said that he's had people who this is their first life and they haven't, like, they can't see anything, no colors, no nothing. And then he's had other people where he's got five lives and he's been there with them all day.
Oh, so he just goes until, like, you're done, basically.
Yeah, and at the end, so I kind of stopped responding. Like, I came a little bit unresponsive. So he took, like, that was his sign.
To wrap it up.
Yeah. But now, like, I know there's that now when
or
I dream.
Or that you fell asleep.
Maybe. But that's the thing is, like, I remember every single thing he said.
Yeah.
We talked about it on the air this morning, and you wouldn't believe how many people want to do this now.
Oh, I know. I've literally told maybe 12 or 14 people just in my, like, personal DMs.
Yeah. So when you were under and you thought that you were a Japanese man in a shower, as you said this morning, and two women busted you and it sounded like you maybe were cheating with one of them, did you sense, like, you said you sensed the shower, but did you sense anything else? Like, could you tell that, like, you were in Japan, you think?
So this is, like, from start to finish, it started with me seeing the color blue, and it was a very bright blue. And trust me, I have closed my eyes for time and time again ever since then just to see if I can see a color. Like, I've even looked at something that's bright pink, closed my eyes, and waited to see bright pink. I can't see that color.
You can't get back to that.
Yeah, I can't get back to that. And the way that I saw blue, it was bright, bright ocean blue, like the blue that you would see in the – yeah. Hmm. And, well, I was going to say Bahamas because I've never been there. But.
It's the more basic of...
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Like, I mean...
Myrtle Beach blue.
No, Santorini blue is different than Caribbean blue.
Yeah, just very, very, very blue. But then from that...
Thanks, Loren, for being relevant.
It's dirty Myrtle blue. I don't know about that.
Which is like brown.
Memes.
All right, go ahead.
Anyways...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So then it went from blue to I could, like, hear water from a shower spout, like, dripping. Like, I could hear that.
Do you ever see Private Jet White?
I'm listening.
I'm about to go.
No, I'm listening. So you clearly knew you were in the shower.
I would see Private Jet White.
Did you see, speaking of privates, did you see your privates? Like, could you tell that you were a guy?
Do you have a penis?
No. Oh, how'd you know you were? How did you know you were a man then?
Oh, so now you want
to
talk?
I've been wanting to talk. I'm not listening to them.
Okay. This is a you and me conversation now.
We're listening, Nicole.
Shut their listening.
Listen, sorry, I'm a comedian at heart. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So then I could, like, hear the water dripping, and then I felt it on my face. Like, I could feel it. And then it was very old school, which is crazy to me because, like, I've Googled those showers and that's how showers used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not showers now.
Right.
They're like showers from way back in the
day.
Yeah.
It's like a tub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the reason why I think I knew that I was a man is because someone ripped the shower curtain and I could hear that and I could almost feel emotion. Like, I was scared.
I wonder if that's where
I died.
Yeah. Like,
I think
did one of the women shoot you there?
I think.
Oh my God.
Someone
did you
killed
see
me.
A gun or anything?
No, but they were really, really freaking mad and both yelling at me.
Can you describe the women?
Yeah, I can.
Sexy?
One actually was like full on, like, I mean, it kind of sounded like
nude.
Looked like she was in lingerie.
Oh,
okay.
So I don't know if that was the side or the main. But
you were taking a shower after you had sex with someone.
I bet.
And then the wife walked in.
Yes.
You dirty, dirty bastard.
Maybe. Yes. But the reason why I think that I was a man is because I remember putting my hands out. I don't know whether that was to shield myself or to just like give hand signals, but and I don't know if this is like sexist to say, but when I put my hands out, I felt like I had manly hands.
Oh, that's funny. I mean, I have like arm on my
yeah,
I have hair on
and
my
like
hands
I had very
stuff.
Hair, like a lot of hair.
Yeah,
that I would associate with being a
yeah,
a male. And the reason why I think that I was
or
in a place
woman.
Like maybe Hong Kong or Tokyo is because the apartment was, I mean, I know people can't see the size of this studio, but it is very, very small. So it felt like a very tiny studio apartment that, you know, that you wouldn't typically see somewhere that's not a very populated.
It's very cool. See, I would be immediately looking down at my crotch.
Lauren, who is that on TV?
I can't say. Oh, Heather McDonald, I think.
Oh, okay. She looks familiar.
I was like, sure.
I was her in my past life. Did you know that? Well, anyway, so get this, y'all. So when we're talking about this with Nicole at about 7 a.m. this morning, at about 7:15-ish, somebody texted us and said, because Roy, you said you were interested in doing this.
Yeah.
And so rather than send you back to the same guy, somebody's going to come up here to the studio after our show one day next week and put you under and do it. Not only that, she says we can ask her questions to ask you while you're under. So that's going to be fun. Are you excited to do that? Are you nervous? I mean, you don't believe anything.
I'd be open to it. I am nervous.
I feel like Roy says that he's in, and then he's not really.
I'm very skeptical about everything, but I truly desire for it to happen.
I hope she could put you under.
I could be difficult.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do that next week, and God, I hope you're like a panda.
Me too. Oh my gosh. I'd be bouncing around, being playful.
What if he's the Japanese woman and he's like I see a man in a shower.
Holy
oh my
crap.
Gosh.
And there was a connection.
I wish I didn't know your story.
Right.
So I could have, you know what I mean?
Oh, I just got home. My husband's cheating on me. He's in the shower. Oh, so the woman's here. Let's get him.
All right, I'm now hitting him with an axe. I'm just
oh my
like,
gosh.
The guy that I went to, his name's Mark Bell.
We're going to have him on next week too on the podcast.
Yeah. And he's so knowledgeable. Like, I could listen to him talk because it's just so interesting, like, how he started, how he got into it. But he was saying how, like, your mother or your father in this life could have been a friend or a cousin or a sibling in a past life.
Well, really? See, I think, like, you didn't know any of these people.
One of the people who messaged me, like, who really believes in it, she was saying how, like, there's just got to be a reason why, like, we have preferences, why we have irrational fears. Like, we have these things.
Oh, I believe in that, too. I think irrational fears definitely come from previous lives. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Maybe I was murdered by a clown.
Oh, my God. Maybe.
I don't know what my past life would be.
And it's very possible, too, that you don't have one. Like he has told me stories of where he's tried to do past life regression with someone and they don't see anything. And
they get their money back.
This is their soul's first life.
Do they get their money back, Roy, if he doesn't get anything, you think?
No.
How expensive is it to do the past life regression?
I mean, I felt like it was pretty inexpensive. Like, I mean, if you're paying for therapy, it's like, I think he allots 2 hours for you, and it's about $150.
Now, if you go back again, are you going to get right back into that? Will you learn more about that guy, or maybe you go to a different life or nothing? See, that's annoying to me.
Do people go back multiple times?
I don't know. I would be interested, and I don't know if it's been done before, but I would be interested to getting the same thing done from someone else to seeing if I see the exact same thing, if I have the exact same process, or if it's like nothing at all. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be very interested to do the same thing because what was so crazy about mine is like, because that the first time, the first life, I saw green, I saw forests, I saw that I was in a military like gown almost. And it's just these things that don't relate to my life right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I wasn't I don't necessarily, like, I have never thought about Tokyo or China. You know, like, I don't really.
I think it would be hilarious if you like, made origami. Like, all of a sudden you were, like, really good at origami.
The crazy thing was, his office is off of Park Road. So I was driving home, and I was almost in a trance, like, as driving, because I was just, like, staring, kind of like, what the hell just happened to me? My mind hurt. I had a headache from hell.
Did he tell you that was going
to
happen?
No, I just, it was crazy, because to me, I took it as I just accessed different parts of my mind. But I kid you not, the first time I break my looking forward and look to my left, it was an Asian restaurant.
Oh, hey.
I swear to God.
That's funny.
Sometimes when I come out of a movie, I have to get back into reality. Like, as soon as you come out, especially if it's, like, daytime, you know what I mean? It's, like, bright again. You're back to reality. And it's hard to come back from a movie. I couldn't imagine coming back from, like, a regression, how hard it is to come back to reality. But Roy's going to do it next week, too. We'll see what we get there. And, Roy, you got Taze today in Taser Trivia.
Yep, I think there's a hole in my pants.
What is the most popular color M&M?
Brown.
Yes.
Who said, give me liberty or give me death?
Patrick Henry.
Oh.
What state has the best SAT scores combined?
Idaho. Iowa.
Mm-hmm. And I forget what the other one was. Oh, there was one about a word.
Oh, yeah. But it was a word that it was
acumen.
Yeah, that's horseshit.
I think you made that one up.
I was all upset about that whole contest.
Well, you were the one that said you wanted to do it.
I thought it was
going
to be questions I could genuinely answer. There was nothing there.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here Monday for the beginning of Freak Week. Our podcasts are going to be awesome next week with a lot of extra stuff that we have to talk about, okay?
We'll see you at the Gravedigger's Ball.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.